Mix 94.7 KMCH. Well, here we are on Wednesday, and as a kid, usually the second weekend of June, I always look forward to because it was the kind of the official start of summer when strawberry days would come rolling around. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the honor and privilege of this establishment to welcome Nikki Maker on the phone. Nikki, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Justin. How are you?
I am good. We just talked off the air. I've known you since you were about as tall as one of the cats sitting next to me here in the studio this morning. I know Strawberry Days is an important thing for you, and now here you are, how many years later? You're part of the team that puts it together. So, first off, I hope everything's going good and you're ready for a big weekend.
Yes, hopefully the weather stays on our side and everything will be, it'll turn out to be a good day.
Tell me a little bit about Strawberry Days 2022. And I know the theme was what, Berry Merry Christmas, right?
Right, yes. So we got the tractor pull on Sunday. The tractor pull is at Campbell Park in Strawberry, which is down by the pool. And we start at 11 o'clock with the pull-in. So we want to have everybody there before that so that way we can get everybody signed up for the pull and get the driver's meeting rolling and everything. So,
yeah, and I should mention, you're kind of the group that puts together that big truck and tractor pull. How many years, Nikki, has that been going on?
You know, we started a long time ago. My dad and his brothers did it down behind Yoder's and Strawberry. So, I mean, probably 25, 28 years ago. It's been a long time.
And now with COVID and everything the last couple of years, were you guys able to do much of like normal in 2020 and 21? Is it kind of back full strength here in 22? Or were you able to do something last year?
Yep, we did last year. The year before that, they kind of postponed everything and didn't have all the town celebrations and stuff. We missed out on that one year due to COVID. But last year we did, and this year we're ready to roll again.
Tell me a little bit, Nikki Maker, about what it takes to pull this specific event of Strawberry Point together and make it happen.
We have a huge team that has come together to help us. It's grown, from family to close family, friends and stuff. There's a lot of time and hard work that goes into getting everything set up for the classes, for the advertising, to work in the track, and they've made some improvements this year. We have covered bleachers this year, so that'll help everybody with the shade if it turns out to be hot or if it rains. It takes a big team to put everything together to pull everything off that day.
Are you in the middle of a high-speed car chase right now?
I'm not.
It sounds like there's some kind of excitement going on behind you here. Nikki Maker joining us live on the phone this morning. Now, talk, and I don't want to go out of your comfort zone too much here, but give me the overall theme of Strawberry Point. Everybody all amped up and ready and looking forward to the weekend events here?
I think so. I mean, it's a good community comes together and puts on a lot of stuff, from everything Friday night to Saturday into Sunday, so it's really awesome that a small town can come together and have events, to pull everybody in for all 3 days. So,
well, remind everybody the when, the where, and then we should talk about how much and all that stuff, too. So the when and the where of the big truck and tractor pull for Strawberry Days.
Sure. Sunday the 12th at Campbell Park in Strawberry, so it's down by the pool. Starts at 11 o'clock. Admission is adults is $10. 5 and under is free. 6 to 12 is $5. If you're going to pull, you've got the entry fee hook. We've got the tractor classes, pickup classes, a semi class. We do an open class that we've done for the last few years in memory of both my mom and dad. So there's, that's kind of a fun class because anything goes. So you get to see the big stuff pull and, you just get a little bit of everything there. So they do a first place payout of $400 for that. Second place is $200. So no weight limit. It's just kind of a anything goes kind of class.
There you go.
Also, this year they added a kids pull that's going to start at 9:30. So that age group from 5 to 12 gets to hook and pull real tractors, and that's the first year for this one. So it should be fun to see that come together.
And for those of you who aren't familiar, Campbell Park is, you go down south on Highway 13, and you basically hang a right, where is it, right after the old filling station, or before where the hotel and the car wash used to be, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I just wanted to make sure. I know I haven't been in town in a while, but I'm not that old, Nikki. I at least know where some things are. So, all right.
You remember the good old Bill's, the good old Bill's pizza.
Exactly.
Yeah. The good old breakfast pizza.
The old Bill's pizza. You hang right there and just kind of follow the road in. Talk to me a little bit. You gonna have food concessions and anything down there on the ground on Sunday?
Yep. They'll have a concession stand this year. We're gonna do something different. We're gonna have a food truck this year. So that should be exciting. Coolers are welcome. You can bring in your own snacks. There's places to back your trucks up, put the tailgates down, put tents up. There's bleachers. So, yeah, we've got room for everybody.
No excuse to not go. And, again, Nikki will be there signing autographs personally and taking photos for all your social media needs. Well, Nikki, look forward to seeing you this weekend. And our best to everybody and hoping the weather holds for a good, fun weekend up there in Strawberry Point.
Sounds good. Thanks, Justin.
There you go. Nikki Maker with us. Part of the Strawberry Days festivities, getting ready for the truck and tractor pull as we talk about things going on in our community. And yeah, we love to be a part of it. The fun is just beginning, friends. The summer is just kicking off. And you can listen in and enjoy it live right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Not the truck and tractor pull, but you can enjoy your summer. So details on that, we'll put a link to our website, kmch.com. It is 8:14 now. We shall pause when we return.